in Matthew chapter 9, verse 10, in so many instances in the Bible, you can, as we walk with Jesus when he first went into his ministry, we can see and read and perhaps picture just what Jesus was doing as he started his ministry. He was calling his disciples. He was calling them to follow him. He was calling men and women to follow him and to learn from him. He called men who were fishermen, and he named them the fishers of men. And these fishermen, they were hard, tough men, but they followed Jesus. In an instant, they could see that he wasn't just a mere man. He wasn't just a man who just wandered about all over the place, but he was Jesus. They had trouble through the 3 years when they were with Jesus. Well, how can this man do that or that? But they knew that Jesus had called them. There was a tax gatherer, the most disliked people in the district, but Jesus called him to be a follower. 12 disciples he called, and he said to each one of them, "Follow me, follow me." And it wasn't just the men. Jesus spoke to the women, to the woman at the well. We all know her background. She'd been married many times. Jesus knew all this, but he stopped at the well. By right, she shouldn't have been there at midday. She was an outcast, really, and so she'd had to sort of creep to the well in the middle of the day when it was so hot nobody else would be there. But Jesus spoke to her, and she became a believer. Look to Jesus. He will lift you up and guide you. Might not be India, we're called to. Might not be South Africa. Might not be London. But it could be Sawley. Could be Sawley where God calls us to minister. And we're not all called to stand in the pulpit and preach, but we are called to be watchful. Look out for people who need us. It might not be anything big, but just a little bit of something that we could give comfort to. Perhaps, you know, somebody is unsettled, somebody perhaps who is lonely, and Jesus wants us to talk to them. And the way we present ourselves, we can present Jesus. My new next-door neighbour came round yesterday. I was actually out, but Andrew was in fixing my television up that I completely ruined in the middle of the night when I was awake and couldn't sleep and put the television on. So he's had to come back again, and I still think I've touched something that I shouldn't have done. But, you know, as I can't remember where. Oh, yeah, the neighbour came round, and she said to Andrew, I assume it's your mum who's come to live next door to him. And he says, yes. She says to him, "Will you give your mum my apologies? She's been here since Wednesday, and I've not been round to say hello to her and to welcome her to the neighbourhood." She says, "I've been poorly, and this is the first chance that I've had to come round. So I will be going to see her tomorrow, Tuesday, knock on her door." But, you know, to me that was lovely. You know, somebody greeting me, somebody welcoming me into the area, into a row of bungalows, you know, that's there. But what a lovely thought that somebody who was not well had even had me on their mind and came round yesterday. Let's be fishers of men. Try and do something for other people. Let's make a difference to somebody's life. Might only be saying, "Well, you know, I just want to welcome you to the neighbourhood." But that can start off a friendship that leads, you know, as we pray about these things, perhaps lead someone to know the Lord Jesus. As Bethany shared and taught with these youngsters, they'll remember that for the rest of their lives. They will remember the input and the Christianity that has just shown itself there. Why should these people from England come and talk to us and help us? Because that's where God wants people to go. He wanted Bethany to go last year. But we might not go further than Sawley. But it doesn't matter. There's people in Sawley that we can talk to and tell them about Jesus. Jesus said, the workers are few. And that's always been the case when there's work to do. Where is everybody? Where is everybody? Workers are few. Let's make a few more workers as we meet for Costa sometimes, don't we, for a coffee. You know, we can share. There's quite a little group of us now, isn't there? And we can share what Jesus wants of us, what he wants to do of us, and just chat. And the Costa people who work there know me. I'm Andrew's mum, and Andrew has the Costa evenings there. And we've got to that stage now where I can tell them about what I'm doing on a Sunday. Andrew goes in and said, can I have Good Friday night for Costa Live? And people are getting saved. And we don't always see this, but we want to see it in our neighbourhood, wherever we are. We want to see people coming to know Jesus. So thank you for listening, and thank you, Bethany and Susan. She's just gone out. And pray that, you know, tonight, it's not been a great big message, but I think the main message is to do what Jesus wants us to do, to go where he wants us to go. Listen carefully. And sometimes we don't even have a word from God, but we think, oh, I've got to do that. I've really got to do that. Then we realise God has spoken to us. Let's continue to do that. Make the workers not few, but many. Amen. Thank you.